Republic Yemeni number one.
Yeah.
Woo!
12 minutes late. Color people time in the house, man. I'm really sorry, guys. Of course, technical difficulties. It feels like every computer is out to get me right now. I swear, I'm having difficulties with my iPhone. I open up the app. It's like, would you like to update? And I'm like, yeah. And it says all these bug fixes. And then as soon as I updated, everything I need is not fucking working. So that's why the focus is going in and out, and you're welcome, because if you guys see me blurry, I look better. It's like ugly people on Tinder. They think those blurry-ass pictures of their faces. All right, we got Mandy Martina in the house.
Feels like I'm in a club.
We got my cat
school.
In the house. You want to show everyone the cat?
I haven't picked you up yet. We're going
to
go up. Woo!
There she is.
Wow, she's the cutest cat ever.
She's so nice, isn't she?
This is the cat that makes me really want a cat.
If she wants to leave, just let her leave.
All right. Do your thing.
She'll probably decide to stay with you. Or she won't. It all depends on how she feels. But yeah, when you were coming in, you were like, you've never seen a cat like that before.
When I walked in, the cat was... Is it weird to look at them? Hello?
You can look at them. That's your camera. Yeah. It's Mandy Martino, guys.
When I walked in, the cat was just standing right in the door, just waiting to say hi like a dog. Never once seen that.
Really?
No.
Put your microphone down just a little bit so below yourself we can actually see your mouth. There you go.
Okay.
Perfect.
Better.
Better. Yeah, she greets everyone at the door.
I love her.
She's like a dog. Look at her. She's all over you right now.
Oh, my gosh. I'm in love.
Let me see if I can get the camera to go down just a little
the cat
bit.
Cam.
Boom. Look at that.
Look at this. Come on.
She's in love. Kitty, kitty. Show us
look
your blue
at those
eyes.
Blue eyes.
Look at that. And then I shave her to look like a lion. And then Mandy was like, yeah, so it looks more masculine. I'm like, I suppose. She looks more like a girl now, you know?
Just the fur. The little lion head. Does she freak out when you shave her? Or is she just chilling?
Does she freak out when I shave her?
When you do...
I don't do it. Fuck
oh,
no,
I thought
dude.
You said you did. She'll I was like, that's impressive. No. That's what I thought. I was like, wow, you are like a cat whisperer.
I have a groomer, some like really old, you know, fucking no-nonsense Korean lady.
Okay, cool.
She's been going there ever since she's lived here. So I don't know how she does it. I'm not there when she does it, so... I don't know if they like harpoon her with a tranquilizer first.
She's super high. I feel like Dr. Evil right now. Just
I know.
With a cat
she loves you,
lap.
Man. She is like on you, like on you, on you.
She's chilling. I like it.
She loves it, right?
A little cat therapy.
Yeah, you do kind of look like an evil genius right now.
I feel like it. Like, yeah. I feel like I want to do some fucked up shit.
For real. It's probably why the only time the TSA has ever fucked with me. The whole time I was Middle Eastern, I thought they were going to fuck with me. They never fuck with me the entire time. The only time they fuck with me was I was on my way to a wedding and I got dressed up in my tailored suit. I was looking fresh.
Through, like you had to wear it on the plane?
That's what I decided because by the time I get there and I put my cat to my mom's house, the wedding's going to be fucking popping. You know what I mean? So I just was dressed. And that's the only time the TSA fucking took me in the back.
Really?
They questioned me. They fingerprinted me.
You were going to say they fingered me.
They fingered me. And my cat.
No, Sky.
No, she loved it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she was happy.
Were you okay?
They interrogated me.
Oh, my God.
They interrogated Sky.
Because you look like James Bond. That's why.
I think it was more like that by... I guess the funny thing I thought about it was like these guys were just looking at me. I'm like well-dressed and I'm carrying a exotic... immaculately groomed Siberian cat, and all of a sudden I think they were like, I've seen this in a movie, bro.
Yeah,
you know, they were like, this doesn't seem
there's
right.
Too many weird things right. going on at the same time.
Why is this ISIS face motherfucker trying to pass off like he's suave?
Yeah,
and then he's gonna bring a cat, and I shit you not, this is how dumb those people were. The guys that took me over, they were dumb. You know when you meet someone like from across the street, you can be like, oh dude, you're an ape, you're not even like a fucking real person.
Yeah, it's kind of scary. How dumb.
These two guys were fucking idiots. You could just tell they didn't know what they were doing. They were just following protocol. I had to sign a document that states that I declare I'm not a terrorist.
Did you tell him you were in the military?
Didn't matter. Of course I told him that. They were like, hey, man, we still got to do what we got to do. And then they took my cat out of the bag. They like checked the bag for stuff, right? This is the thing that really showed you how fucking dumb these guys were. Or maybe they weren't. Maybe they were geniuses. But after they were like, okay, you know, we can let you go. And then they had done questioning me or whatever. They were about to put my cat back in the bag. And the guy goes, wait. And then he put my cat to his ear.
Did they think there was something in the cat? What were they doing?
Ticking sounds. I guess he's thinking that maybe the cat's a bomb.
What? No way.
He picked up my cat and put it next to his fucking ear.
Was that on his protocol list or was
Listen, man, they were taking their cues from Austin Powers or some shit.
That's so weird.
It was perfect to me, man. I thought it was just, I couldn't believe I saw that.
Do you talk about this on your new cat joke?
No, you know, I should.
You should.
It was something I talked about when we were first doing open mics. Mm-hmm. I remember it was a thing that I was working on, but then other things grew legs and then you just forget about it. Maybe I should talk about that, but the guy picked it up and put it to his ear.
That's wild. What an idiot.
Or maybe he's very smart. I don't know. But these guys were dumb. These guys were dumb.
I wonder, like, if that was something, like, that's been done before.
What, that,
Someone's put a bomb up a cat. There's no way.
I want to look it up. I would do it on my computer and show it to everyone, but my computer's being a little bitch right now, so.
I love saying little bitch.
Yeah. Bolty says that's hilarious. Maybe he was smelling it. Maybe I didn't catch it. Maybe he gets off on fucking toxoplasmosis.
It's a good looking cat.
She's sexy.
Yeah.
And she looks like a kitten.
What the fuck was I going to look up? Kitten. Oh. Has anyone ever put a bomb up a cat? That's a good thing to have on your search engine.
Put a bomb.
I like the word up instead of in. It sounds way more aggressive. Up a cat, because that's the only way.
In a cat. In a cat. I'm already sending off flags to the NSA. Yeah. Now there's going to be a whole nother fucking task force coming after me. I don't need that shit. Cat bombs more prevalent than previously thought.
Really? So that's why he did it, maybe.
Come on, man.
There's no fucking way. There's no fucking way. A deeper global history of the animal-borne incendiary bomb.
No.
This is in the Atlantic. I don't even know if the Atlantic is something worth, like, it's supposed to be. We can't trust them, the news anymore anyway. But, bro, apparently there's a whole history. Look, there's like an ancient. There's an ancient fucking medieval drawing
of a bomb
of a fucking cat running through fucking a Game of Thrones scene with looks like a rocket on its back. So people have been thinking about that shit forever, man.
Wow. This one's definitely not up or in the cat.
No, it's around the cat because they're not like us. They're not.
I didn't go all the way. Because
back then, I think like at some point in the medieval time, they killed people that were funny. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah, they believed that humor was the devil.
What?
Yeah, there was a point in medieval times. I remember learning this in school where humor was considered like an evil spirit. So anyone who had humor in them or found dark things funny and laughed at it, you'd be fucking under a bunch of stones. They just, like, I guess they just fucking stone you or hang you and shit. You didn't know that?
No.
Yeah.
I knew, like, what time was it when,
listen, unless my teacher was lying to me. That's, I remember learning that in school.
That's how your teacher was trying to get you to stop telling jokes.
No, she was cool about it. She was funny. No. She was coming from the angle of like, can you believe these idiots?
I have never heard that. I know, like, they'd have the clown that would make the queen laugh, but that was
the jester.
Yeah.
The jester was the only one that was able to do that. And then I guess there's like many the stories of some jesters like getting their fucking head taken off because they took a joke too fucking far.
Yeah, I've heard that. I mean, not much has changed.
What a hard job that is. Like, I hear you get canceled, but then you just lose your dick, or they cut your head off, or they torture you for days.
At least you don't have to, like, think about the joke that you said. You don't have to, like, be like, I shouldn't have said that. It's just you're dead.
If I was a king, I'd torture the fuck out of a person. I would, like, if I was, like, an evil king, I think killing would be too simple.
Yeah. But they feel like they're lazy. Most kings in movies are just fat and lazy.
Yeah, but they're not doing anything. They just tell a bunch of other ripped guys to do it.
Like that.
They're like, do Protocol 9. Oh, shit, dude. We're gonna stuff cats up your butt. Yeah, wow. Well, so
we learned something.
Apparently, it's a thing. Look at this. All kinds of these medieval pictures. Why you learn something every day? So, listen. That guy was still an idiot. I'm just sorry. It wasn't. If you saw the way these guys were, like, you know, when you see people in uniform, they're supposed to look put together. Mm-hmm. These guys look like Simpson characters. Okay. They look like the cops from The Simpsons. That's what they fucking look like.
They were not there to protect. They're there to try. They're there for a paycheck. Hi.
All right. Let's talk about you. What's cracking? Introduce yourself to everybody.
Hi, everyone. I'm Mandy Martino. New fan of Sky. You've met her. I had the same shit. I just got back from DC. We did DC Comedy Loft. Matt
Who's
and
we?
I.
Oh, nice.
Did you do? Have you done that? What is it?
DC what?
DC Comedy Loft.
No, I've only done a small room. It's called 808.
In DC.
Yeah, it's Martin Amini's room.
Okay.
Yeah.
DC was nice.
Was it really?
The part we were in. I'm sure there's
which is probably not DC. You're probably like outside of DC.
It was right near everything. So it was in DC, but that I don't know what the area was called, but I know it was like 5 minutes away from like the White House and everything.
Oh wow. Okay, so you were in DC.
Yeah.
You like DC?
The air we were in, we walked that whole night, like after the show all around.
How long were you there for?
24 hours.
Nah, that's not long enough for you to really see what it's about, you know.
The neighborhood, I mean, was nice. It felt safe. The part I was
I dated a girl that lived there. So I remember the thing that I hated about DC. Have you ever heard this? There's a famous saying. I forgot who said it, but they said, and this describes DC perfectly. DC is Hollywood for ugly people.
Oh my God.
I think that's exactly what it is. It's like, it's just a bunch of people power grabbing. You know, but instead of in entertainment, they're doing it in politics.
Yeah.
And I noticed like the whole city sort of like when I was there had this political correctness all around. And It just made me go, get me the fuck out of here. And whenever I'd meet someone in DC and I liked them, they were from Maryland.
So they weren't even. Yeah.
You know, they lived in Maryland and they just commute to work and shit.
That makes sense. Yeah. I don't like politics, so I could not. I just stay away from all that stuff. I couldn't live there.
So you don't know. Anything about politics? You don't follow it at all?
I know the gist of what's going on in the world, but I don't like deep dive into, give enough energy into it. I don't have enough time.
You don't have enough time? You don't have enough time?
I don't make enough time. I don't care enough.
I'm going to bring your microphone up a little bit because, no, leave it. Yeah. I just want to bring you up because we adjusted it. That's why.
Yeah. But you said there's ugly people in DC. When I went to New York, we went to New York a few weeks before that. I've been to New York twice before, but what I noticed this time more than ever before, like everyone always makes jokes like, oh, I'm an LA 3 and a New York 7, or like that joke has been done a million times with other states. But like this time I noticed in New York and all these other places, the beauty standards that I thought were trending all across the country, the world, everything, the big lips, the blonde hair, the Kim Kardashian body, everything I see out here on 90% of the women.
Okay.
Not a thing outside of LA.
Whoa. You're like, saying the trends that you think would be in LA are actually there?
No. The trends that are in LA are only in LA, I noticed, as we've been going places.
Really?
Like fake lips? I thought that was like everywhere.
I noticed that a lot in Michigan.
Really?
Yeah, man. You know, the thing is that the thing about Middle Eastern women is they love to fuck with their faces, man. There's a lot of Middle Eastern, like, and Mediterranean girls that are in Detroit, especially, like, you know, where I'm from in Dearborn, Michigan. Man, I'd be seeing a lot more of it now, especially with Lebanese people, you know, with Lebanese people. Yeah, Lebanese people love, like, the girls love to get nose surgeries, you know, like almost every Lebanese girl I've ever went a date on I was like, what did you really look like?
Oh, yeah. Before and after pictures are so fun to look at because it's crazy to me.
Yeah.
Like plastic surgery and weight loss. All of those, there's something in me. I just love seeing a before and after
you
photo.
You do?
I love it.
Of plastic surgery?
Of all of it. Because it doesn't look like the same person. That's crazy to
well,
me.
Well, some people do shit that makes them change their fucking looks completely.
Yeah.
But I've seen some nose jobs where it actually enhanced the person's face. So, mm-hmm. like, you know, like some, like, I had a friend who had like a, you know, he had a kind of a nose that popped out up in the middle.
Yeah.
And then he got that, like, taken off, and I was just like, yeah, you're still the same guy, mm-hmm. but just now you're like a little bit better looking, you know?
Yeah,
it's just like, so that's different.
Well, it's not always bad. There's a lot of good ones.
I dated a girl who man, this is why I'm done dating girls that obsess over their faces. I can't stand that shit. I can't stand it, you know what I mean? Like I understand, like, but look, I dated a girl, she wasn't even 30 yet. And she's Botoxing her whole face.
Yeah.
And she was doing it to freeze everything in place. And that I understand. Okay, fine. I can get with that. Then she started doing the lips.
That's, yeah, that's
and then the
everyone.
But she already had lips.
That's what makes me so mad, because I have small lips. And the people who are doing it are ruining, like, if I were to look at their lips, perfect lips.
Sure. The way they were naturally.
Naturally. They already had good lips.
They had good, but it wasn't good enough for them.
And then now their good lips now look fake.
Yes. And yes. And then it hangs.
It doesn't.
That's the thing I can't stand is like man, I'll be driving and then like sometimes I'll like see a car, you know, and then I'll like to look in and I see this girl who looks like she would be hot, but because I'm getting the side profile, mm-hmm. she looks like a fucking catfish. I saw this one girl where her upper lip was just hanging over her bottom lip.
Oh, yeah. That happens, or it's like the Donald Duck, to where the top part
flays out too much.
There's nothing they can do about that.
Man, you don't understand this girl. She just kept fucking puffing up her lips.
Oh.
And I'm just like, what the fuck? In less than a year, she went from this one girl that I met, and then she turned into this other girl.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, I don't know. Yes, even my cat's like, fuck that bitch, right? Yeah.
It's just
she
weird.
She ain't even real.
But I loved it in New York and stuff, because I was like, awesome. No, everyone looks natural here.
Really?
Everyone on the train. I just looked around. I was like, everyone looks natural.
Yeah. But you think that's less here?
LA is the worst. Everyone is fake here.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're more likely to see someone, a fake person in LA than a natural person in LA.
I know. I think that's why I can't like vibe with like dating girls from here. I've never actually, since I've been out here, like any girl that I've ever dated, she wasn't from here.
Mm.
Isn't that fucking crazy? Like, yeah. I can only get into a relationship with girls that are like more grounded. Like, if I go to Michigan, I meet so many grounded girls, right?
Mm-hmm.
Whereas like you meet people out here and they're vibrating. They can't even sit in one place because because they're trying to like make the next move, whatever that move is, whether it's in their career, whether it's in love life, whatever it is. It's always seems to be like a better option type game out here.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And then I meet like a banger hot girl in Detroit. And she's just happy to be with me. And I'm just like, okay.
That's what you're looking for.
If only Detroit had palm trees, I'd be there.
Do you go there a lot?
I was just there last weekend. Yeah, I go back often. Yeah. Less more now because my mom doesn't live in Detroit anymore. She moved to Indonesia.
That's far.
Yeah, that is fucking far.
Wow.
Yeah. So you're from Florida.
Yes.
Why is Florida out of control?
It's not.
It's not.
It just put everyone has a spotlight on it.
Do you think that's what it is?
Yes.
Do you think it's just everybody is like sort of just.
I think it's easy.
It's a trend.
Yeah.
And then that's it. Now we're just focusing on that.
I think that's what it
is. Have you
is.
Followed Florida Man on Twitter?
No, but people have sent me many things. Is it crazy?
Florida Man on Twitter is basically just a bot that scours the internet for articles that start or have anything in the title of Florida Man.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, you got to tell me that it is not just a trend.
Florida Man. Unless that's another Florida Man. It says retired. But anyways, the whole point is that, it's like he changed the website. Unless... I'm not following the same one. But man, maybe it's not there anymore. But Florida Man.
You retired?
I don't know, I guess. But Florida Man was a great bot because he just like every time would just throw you like, and every story was just, every headline was like, what the fuck did he do with that alligator?
Yeah.
But you don't have any stories of like crazy shit that's happened in Florida?
No. Where are you from in like Florida? That. I'm from a nice part. I grew up like South Florida. So I was in Fort Lauderdale, then Wellington, which is like West Palm area. And then I went to school in Orlando. So I feel like the crazies are like northern Florida.
Oh, really? They're not in the south? Oh, so the ones that are closer to Arkansas and places like that.
Yeah. The panhandle, I think shit gets really weird.
Oh, no shit.
South Florida is like really just fun.
I was hoping you were going to give us some like...
I know the bath salt thing. Remember when they ate the faces?
Yeah.
That was...
You know someone who's ate a face?
No. Could you imagine? Could you imagine knowing that person?
I know, right? Could you imagine that shit? Could you even be friends with them again?
No.
But even though they were on bath salts and they don't even remember it?
I guess it depends on how close you were to them. Like if it was a best friend. Like remember that time you ate a face?
Oh my God. That's not something you would bring up.
No, but they have to be in.
It'd be funny if that person did eat a face and then like on their 40th birthday, they wanted everyone to roast them.
Oh, they made a cake that was a face and everyone had to eat it together. No.
Even worse, it's that guy's face that he ate off.
Oh yeah. I don't remember like the details. Like, so are the two, there was two separate cases and they were actually close to my hometown. So one was like south, like an hour south.
Okay.
And then one was 30 minutes north of like where my parents live.
Okay.
So they were right there.
Okay.
And I don't remember. Like, so did the people that ate the faces live? If they lived, did they go to jail for life? Because that's killing someone.
Did those people die?
That's the third question. I don't remember.
My God. If somebody ate my face off, I'd wish I was dead. Are you fucking serious? I got to walk around with my fucking teeth out?
Yeah, but how did the other person get attacked by the face eating? Like, what? How did you not knock them off you? Because I think they're on, like, fucked up, like, inner, like... Like fucked up strong.
Or maybe the other person's face that they ate off was also on bath salts. And they were like, this is great.
Oh, like they liked it.
I don't know. We're making up shit like the news.
They're eating their face and they're just like coming everywhere.
Oh, no. That's even worse.
That would be real.
I think if anything... That would be an indicator that I can't be friends with this person anymore. If the person just ate a face... And then they woke up the next day and I said, I did a what? But if they ate a face and then they woke up and I did what? Like, yeah, but you enjoyed it. So get the fuck away from me, bro. You still got cum stains on you. Ugh.
Yeah, that's too far.
You blew a fat
that's
load, too.
Too far.
It's like, don't you ever jerk off?
We have many questions to ask. But
so many questions.
Oh my God.
If they came, too, that's everything. If they came, changes everything.
It really does.
Holy Mandy, you're dirty, bro. Fucking dirty.
Well, you said, what if the other guy was on bath salts and enjoying it?
Yeah, but you took it to the fucking...
How far was he enjoying it? I need to get one of those. That's so funny. So that's like the... I don't like... What? Just the guy that ate his face and came. That's the only Florida story I could think of.
We have to make one up.
Yeah.
We made a story up.
We did.
We're like the news.
We are like, now I get it. It's easy.
I think this is what you do.
I think so.
Let's start a news company.
We should.
What should we call it? Hold on a second. Thinking music. Very fake news? No. We want them to think it's real.
Did this happen? What? News. How about
Huh? Oh, I like huh?
Yeah, huh?
Huh? News? Wow.
News that makes you go, huh?
News that makes you go, huh? Man, you should work in this, like, coming up with ideas and shit.
Oh, wow. Maybe we could write them into jokes and go on the stage.
We should probably do that sometime.
Yeah, it'd be awesome.
Do you think we have a career in stand-up comedy?
I heard it's easy. Oh, shit. We're back to
real life. Come on, man.
I like news that makes you go, huh?
Yeah. Because then you want to read more and listen. clickbait news. That's another good one.
Fake news TV. FNATV. No, no more. No more. No more ideas from you, bro.
Is it the same person?
Yeah.
Thank you, though. Appreciate it. I love this thinking music.
I do, too.
It's nice.
I had to switch it to this one because the... this is my other favorite sound effect. How old are you?
33.
Do you remember monster trucks?
Yeah, I went to... I saw them. I went to see them.
Okay, so... I'm sure... Florida.
Yeah,
I
mean, that's, kidding me?
That's probably like going to church out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, it was every Sunday.
Sunday, right? Remember this?
Sunday. Yeah, of course.
Remember that shit? Yeah.
That's something you always say.
I used to love that shit. Me and my friends would always just mimic that. Whenever like we had to say Sunday, yeah. We'd be like, Sunday, Sunday, Sunday.
I used to too.
But you want to hear what it really says? I had to cut out what it actually said.
Really?
And I'm like, it just goes to show how times have changed, right? So
it's, Sunday, Sunday, Sunday.
Right? But this is what it really is.
Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. Be here or be queer.
Oh my god. I don't remember that part.
I don't remember that part either, but then again, yet at the same time, my Blaine's brain is playing tricks on me and I'm just like, maybe they did say that. But I don't remember mimicking that.
No, cuz
it was always Sunday, Sunday, Sunday
yeah,
to me.
I always said Sunday, 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 Sunday.
And then
Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. Be here or be queer.
What year was this? So probably
this like 90s.
Yeah, early 2000s.
Early 2000s, maybe like mid 90s. I know like the Sunday, Sunday thing has been going on for a while.
I don't remember that.
The be here or be queer.
That's so funny.
That's definitely for the Florida market.
Oh, that one.
They probably weren't doing that in Detroit. They're probably like, stay black.
Oh, yeah, they had something for each market. Wow, that's fun.
I know, right? That's the sound of I completely forgot I had that until you said that shit. We got to talk about you. I want to talk about you.
I don't like talking about me, but let's do it.
Okay.
So last time we talked,
yeah,
you gave me good advice for stand-up clips.
Yes. What's the for the clips or for the stand-up? Because you did
for
post
both.
That.
Oh, right. I loved what you said about the hour. So I've been doing that now. So I finally have like a feature set that I like.
Nice.
So now I'm trying to expand each joke, like you said, just by a minute to then have a headlining set.
Yeah.
So I'm just going down the line in order.
And while you expand those bits, you're going to end up coming up with new stuff.
Exactly.
And then you'll add more to the mm-hmm. hour. You know what I mean?
Just grow it. So I'm doing that, which is fun.
Nice.
I'm just happy to start featuring. It's crazy. Like I've been doing it for 10 years and I'm just now getting to feature.
Mm.
And it's for my boyfriend. Like, thank God Matt's bringing me on the road with him.
That is awesome.
It's so much fun, but it's so hard to, like, get those gigs. It's all about who you know.
It's about who you know, but it's also, do you have pull?
Yeah.
Do you have an audience? Does it look like you can promote and actually people will come?
That's the hard thing.
It is hard. I mean, you know, it is. Because, like, I mean, some shows I do are great. Other shows are like, nobody shows up. I'm like, what the fuck? It's like, what the fuck is going on? But how's it been? Like you enjoying it?
Huh? Oh my gosh, it's just like nice doing that amount of time. First of all, it's nice to do it because you really get to like work on your stuff.
Yeah,
you don't get to be rushed.
Yeah.
It's just like, and it goes by so quickly.
Right.
It's so weird how like you could do 25. And Matt says this with headlining. Which, let's see if you feel the same. It's like no matter what show you're going to do, it's like the same feeling. Like doing like a LA set that's 15 or 10. Featuring, headlining, it's really like feels like material wise, it's just like the same.
Material wise, like, it feels the same.
Like, and like it just goes by so quick.
It does go by fast, especially if you're having a good time.
Mm-hmm.
If you're having a good time, if you're eating a bag of dicks, man.
I guess that means that. I guess
you wish you had a time machine. You know what I mean? Can I just jump to the end where they all boo me?
Yeah, Philly's audience wasn't my favorite. There was like the lady kept screaming. So I guess that one did feel a lot longer.
Have you been like going after hecklers?
She was like nice though. That's the worst when it's like a nice heckler. Cause you're like, she just is trying to be a part like and be nice. And like, that's just ruined. But it's not working.
Right.
What do you do when there's a nice heckler?
When there's a nice heckler, I just incorporate him into the show.
Right? There's not, that's all you can do. That's incorporate
into the show. Try to find something that I try to find attack vectors.
Attack factors?
Yeah. I try to find an attack vector. Meaning, is there something that I can just see that I can like tear him apart on?
Ooh.
Do you know? Like if he's wearing shorts.
Yeah, yeah. Nip them in the butt.
I'm like, this is a respectful bit place. But they let you in shorts, you know, or whatever it is. Yeah. Just find something and or ask him a question. And then hopefully something that he gives me something to fucking like go after him. Or yeah. Sometimes you ask him a question and then they answer it like nervously, but then they fuck up the sentence and then you'll be like, oh, this guy's got autism or whatever the fuck the case may be. I try to find some type of an attack vector because if I have to incorporate you into the show, like in Toronto, I went after this girl. She was a fan and she came to the show and just ruined it.
Yeah, she was trying to be nice, right?
No, she was being terrible. She was like, only wanted to watch me. So all the comedians before me, she just ended up having like a full blown out conversation in the back with the girl.
Oh, no.
And then lied about her being a teacher. And then it was just like, I got to go after you now. You know what I'm saying? I got to defend all these comics, you know, and then fucking get the audience in on it. Because sometimes when you have a disruptive person like that, you can't do material no more sometimes. Mm. Or if you do, you got to hit them with crowd work.
Yeah.
You like crowd work?
No.
No.
I mean, I don't not like it, but I would much rather work on my material.
Yeah.
If I were to choose between. I mean, it's fun when something comes up naturally.
Yeah.
Then it's like, it's everyone's having fun and it's a part of it.
100%.
But I don't like forced crowd work.
Right.
Like, what are you doing for work? Like, just the same boring question.
Funny thing is I think more people want crowd work.
Now they do.
The audience wants crowd work. Because I remember I was coming to the improv to hang.
Mm-hmm.
Either a hang to do a show. Regardless, as I was walking, a show was letting out. And the one woman was like, the show is good, but there's no crowd work.
They want crowd work these days.
They want
crowd work.
They want it.
Yeah, because they want to be a part of the experience.
The thing that I don't like about crowd work is that it's A-plus laughs for C-minus jokes.
Yes.
So you get away with this big laughter for something that wasn't even really that clever.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but once you break the crowd work seal, then you go into your material and everyone's just like, this is stupid.
That's the hard part. After you do crowd work, it kind of just needs to be at the end because when you go back, they don't want it anymore. They've lost their attention span.
Yeah, Yesh Malik said that, and I think this is good advice. He goes, the problem with most comics when they go from material to crowd work is that the energy changes.
Yes.
He goes, you got to carry your crowd work energy into your material.
That's exactly what it is.
And a lot of it is just like, because when you're doing the crowd work, your body energy, everything about the way you're talking and everything is different because it's new.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go into your scripted shit and then everyone psychologically can tell.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, she wants attention.
That is exactly what it is, though. That's why, like, when you have a new joke, and you're having so much fun saying it, it's the same kind of thing.
Right.
It goes better at first because they can feel how excited you are.
Because it's because there's a I think there's a psychological thing. It's kind of like you heard of the uncanny valley?
No.
It's a term that they use in the CGI realm. Where it makes people who do CGI like disappointed, and they call it the uncanny valley, meaning that you can only push the realism on CGI so far when it comes to the human face, that no matter how good technology gets, there's always this thing that when you watch the CGI, you know you're not looking at a real person.
Okay.
And there's something your brain automatically knows, and they call the uncanny valley sort of like this valley that they're having a hard time coming out of because the human brain just has this ability to suss that out.
Mm-hmm.
And technology hasn't gotten that good yet, right? I think there's an uncanny valley with the psychological connection that you have with people. Because when you're fucking firing off shit that's new and just off the top of your head, I think your brain is on a different frequency and they can sense that frequency.
I think that's spot on.
And then when you switch from that to your fucking normal that you know that's what you're doing, that frequency changes, your body language changes, your voice changes, everything changes. And I don't even think the audience knows that it's happening, but they already know, they can just feel this is flat.
Yes. That's why, like, you know how, like, you have a new joke, you're working on it and you're excited to bring it to the stage because you don't know what you're going to say.
Yes.
And you're trying to find the written material to write down.
Sure.
And then you're like, why does this joke that was doing so good at first now not work as well? And that's, I think, what it is.
I think that's what it is, man. No joke. Sometimes you got to like stop doing a bit for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Or sometimes I won't go to an open mic. If I don't have like, if let's say I got a headlining weekend, I just might skip open mics altogether, even if I don't have any shows.
Mm-hmm.
Just so that when I go for that weekend, it's fresh.
Mm-hmm.
And if and it sounds conversational. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Fucking A, man. What is it like to like go on the road with a boyfriend?
It's perfect.
That's fucking so cute that you guys are making that work. I love that. That's fucking awesome.
It's great. We get a vacation together.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah, you get to travel with someone. You can sleep on their shoulder.
That just goes to show that you guys like each other. That's great.
Yeah.
That's good. That's fucking great, man. That's I think it's I think I have a hard time even trying to date comics because I'm just afraid of the crazy can of worms that I'm going to open up too late. You know what I mean?
You have to make sure. Yeah, it's just I always think with like everyone I'm friends with that's a comedian, they're also like when we hang out, we talk about comedy, but we don't just talk about comedy.
Right.
Like we have our lives. We just do normal things. And I think Matt and I both have that in common that like We are grounded and we've worked on ourselves and we have normal things to talk about. So it's not just like stand up. We talk about it a lot.
You do talk about stand up a lot?
We do talk about it a lot.
That's great though.
But it's nice because we'll write together. We can hear each other's jokes and it's just helpful.
Fuck yeah.
It's fun.
That's fucking great.
I remember my ex when we broke up, he said, I hope you find somebody that intertwines his life with yours.
Oh, that's a good guy.
I know. It was a good breakup.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
Yeah.
That guy's he's a classy guy. I like that.
Very classy. But it's funny to think. I was like, our lives are so intertwined. And it's exactly that.
It's exactly that.
And it makes it so easy. I don't know. Like, I don't believe in the opposites attract thing. I think it's good that other people will have better qualities. Like, someone's better at this and someone's better than that. So that you guys can get stuff done together. But opposites attract, I think that's what wouldn't work for me.
I think when they say opposites attract for me, I don't want somebody to be exactly the same in every facet of me, or even if they are. I don't think that's relevant. For me, I want a girl that matches what I need for my energy.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm pretty dominant already as a person.
Yeah.
Right? I can't date a girl that wants to try to over dominate me.
Yeah, that would be too much.
Because one of us needs to submit and it's not going to be me.
You already have a cat.
That's what I'm saying.
That's enough.
I'm submitting to my cat. The fuck you talking about? The cat owns me.
Oh, look at it. No, I think you make a good point. So, yeah.
It's an energy thing. So, like, I mean, I can't be with someone who's got that same energy as me.
Mm-hmm.
I want a girl that's just a little bit softer, you know,
mm-hmm.
and matches my energy. Like we fit like a Lego piece as opposed to like two magnets that are in the same polarization just pushing away at each other.
Yeah, so not this exactly that. Not the same, but the same.
Sure. I mean, I'm pretty sure your guys' energies complement each other.
Yeah. Like, I could easily stay in every night, but he's good at wanting to go out. And I'm like, if he wants to go out, I know I need to make myself go out because I could just not.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Right.
So I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Get off the couch.
But I'm pretty sure, like, the energy. I think to me the energy match is one of the most important things to me. Because I have dated girls because I do like, I don't, some guys are like very like, they don't like this, but they don't like successful women or that are more successful than them.
Oh yeah.
I really don't give a shit. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, that's not even part of the equation. So I have dated girls that, are like, they have high power jobs. Right. And then when they're around me, they're submissive.
Because they probably like that.
No, but that's what they want.
Yeah.
Right? They like being around me. Because when my energy is a little bit higher than their dominant energy, and they can just let go.
Mm-hmm.
But then I dated other girls that are fucking alpha in the work world, and then they want to run me.
I'd love to see that.
That's not gonna fucking work. That's the shit I can't take. You know what I mean? It's like nah. Yeah.
Just going at it.
Yeah, punching her and shit.
You know. Yeah. Sunday, Sunday, Sunday.
Yeah, well, let's fucking let's do the old school one. Sunday, Sunday. Be here or be queer. Oh, woo! No!
Oh, shit.
That's not cool.
You weren't supposed to say that.
You weren't supposed to say that.
Not here, not now.
Come on, man.
Oh.
She's done with you.
You're done.
Sometimes if she gets pet too much, she gets overstimulated. She's like, the fuck off,
man. I...
Cats are fucking bitches, man.
Whatever. She'll be back. I'm not worried. You'll be back.
Okay. So I want to know really quick.
Okay.
Okay. Have you been following up on the UFOs?
A little bit.
Okay. What do you know so far?
Very just a little bit that there are UFOs. And they're calling them Tic Tacs.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's really all I know.
And they've... shot down a few.
It was over Texas.
And
or
the
was
government
it?
Is actually making statements like, we have retrieved vehicles not from this world.
No way.
Yep.
I did not see that.
And then apparently somebody in the Pentagon was just talking about how sometimes these crash vehicles are unmanned and sometimes there's a passenger in there.
And they did not say what they look like?
Not yet.
That's terrifying.
Does that terrify you?
Yeah, I just like... Let's wait till I'm dead for this.
Maybe that's what we become when we die. Maybe we go to that.
Oh, world. Okay. Then that's fine.
Now I want to know how they look.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How do they age?
What are their lip size?
Yeah, well, how big are their lips? Do they have the hanging lip? I ain't fucking with that shit.
Yeah, then I don't want that.
How do I go to hell?
Wait, it's kind of like really crazy.
Listen, the stuff that's coming out right now blows me away. I'm just so fascinated that they're here.
Yeah.
That the governments are saying that they're here and that everyone's just like...
That's the craziest part
about all
really
of it. Nobody
really
gives a fuck.
That's what Matt and I have talked about. We talked about that exact thing. Like how... Like I think maybe like what I'm doing... But then like it came to the submarine thing and I couldn't stop Googling it. But right. Is the alien thing too real that we're all like... pushing it down? We're just suppressing it?
I think there's a lot of people that are like that. I feel like after 9/11, I noticed that in a lot of people.
Yeah.
Because I was always trying to figure out what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
So then I would be like bringing stuff up that I'm like reading. And I always give a disclaimer. I go, I don't know if this stuff is true or not.
Yeah.
But it's very interesting. And you would see a lot of people. I would say maybe 90% of my friends were not entertaining that.
Huh.
They were just wanting to stick to the... Because they just had this fear. They just don't, the idea of the government doing something that diabolical.
Yeah.
Makes them worried.
It is scary.
So they don't even want to talk about it.
But aliens?
I know. I think they're us.
What do you mean you think they're us? Like, do they just are humans?
There's so many theories.
What are some of the theories? I want to hear them.
One of the theories is why have alien sightings gone up around the 50s? And they believe what it was is that's when we let off the first atomic bomb.
Okay.
And some people theorize that's why we started getting visited by aliens, because in such an infinite fucking universe, why would they come here, right? Mm-hmm. And people believe that when we discovered how to create the atomic bomb, it sent a heat signature throughout the universe so that aliens are like, what happened there?
Yeah.
And that's what brought them to us. That's one theory. That's a plausible theory.
That's a plausible theory.
Another theory is they might be future humans. They might be humans who have accessed time and space.
Oh, shit. Could you imagine that one?
And they're sending drones back to sort of manipulate history.
That one,
or just to observe.
That one's more far-fetched, but nothing's far-fetched.
The one that's the most, it's hardest to believe, but it's probably also
plausible.
The most plausible is that it's not aliens, that the government has figured out how to travel in such a crazy way, because you know that the thing that's blowing people away is that these UFOs don't have a heat signature. There's nothing propelling them.
Like they're human, their bodies?
No, the Tic Tac, the UFOs, yeah. Thing. So like if you see a jet, there's fire coming out.
Yeah.
It's using a propulsion system to push itself forward.
Mm-hmm.
But when they're following these things don't have that. and they have the ability to go from like 50,000 feet above sea level to 1 foot above sea level in less than a second.
Oh my God.
And, you know, I mean, like I've said this on this podcast before because I like reading science books, but Albert Einstein, before he died, he came up with the theory that time is like a fabric and that it can be bent and twisted with gravity. So his mathematical equation basically said that gravity can bend space-time. And in a book that I read, he explained it the best. He goes, if you had four people holding a bed sheet tight and pulling all four corners, that's time, a fabric. Now, gravity is a bowling ball. If you put that bowling ball in the middle of there, what's it going to do? It's going to curve it.
Yeah.
No matter how tight you pull it, that gravity is going to have an effect and twist space-time. So nobody believed them. But then he said before he died, he was like, in the future, they're going to be able to measure the curvature of space-time. And when they do, they're going to find out that on the outer edge of our atmosphere, time has a curvature in it because of the gravity of the Earth. And then they fucking proved it after he died. They found out there was a curvature in space-time. Albert Einstein was so correct that that mathematical equation runs all our GPS systems now.
Really?
Because the satellites sit outside the curvature of space-time. If it didn't have that calculation, it wouldn't be able to fully pinpoint you because time is different than time down here. Even though it can like visually see you on that spot, because of the curvature of space-time, time has been contorted because of gravity. And that's the only reason why GPS systems can find us is because Albert Einstein's equation proving that time can be bent with gravity.
Wow.
He also said that in the future, once human beings are able to harness gravity, meaning if we could take gravity and put it into a gun or put it into a machine, then we will have the ability to bend space-time. And he believes that once we're able to bend space-time with gravity, that's when we're going to be able to actually fold space and go back in time. And then also, instead of going from point A to point B, for us to go to point A to point B, we have to travel across that three-dimensional space.
Okay.
But if you can bend space-time, you can fold time. And instead of you going to the destination, you fold time and bring the destination to you. So what's crazy is that these fucking UFOs are exhibiting those things. They're doing things that are making people go, we don't have the technology for that.
Yeah.
So the other plausible thing is that the government did unlock this technology somehow and that they're hiding it from us by telling us it's aliens.
Ooh, that could be one.
But every scientist in the world is like, it's impossible. We don't have the power to harness that much gravity yet.
But the fact that Albert Einstein was like, this is real.
This is real. He figured it out, right?
Yeah.
How cool is that?
That's so cool.
To me, knowing that makes what the UFOs are doing even more real.
Totally. And I didn't know the whole GPS thing.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
That's really cool.
Yeah, and you know Leah Lamar?
Mm-hmm.
I think her grandmother or great aunt, I think, invented GPS.
What?
Yeah, Lenny Lamar, I think what her name, I forgot her full name, but she's related to Leah Lamar, and she's the one who created the first GPS system using Einstein's equations.
Hmm.
Right?
I wonder, like, if they're using his equations, do his family members, like, get money for a GPS? How does that work? Who are his relatives?
Should we call a lawyer? I have fucking no idea.
I think we need to find out.
I hope she gets royalties for that shit.
Right?
Leah Lamar, what are you doing driving a Honda?
No, not Leah. I mean, like, Albert Einstein. Where are his relatives? Are they getting paid for that?
No.
Is it too far?
I don't think scientists get paid for, like, their discoveries.
It's fucked up.
Unless they patent it. If he patents it, then that's a different thing. But then patents run out after 50 years.
Yeah, it wouldn't work. Okay. Damn.
So UFOs. Well, what do you feel now?
I do, I guess.
More real or less real?
More real, for sure. But I guess I never thought about that until now. Yeah, I'm just like suppressing it because like I'm just trying to work on like my new cunt joke and you know, there's a lot of like really important things in my life.
I want to work on a UFO joke because that thing just fascinates me.
You should. That's it something I would work on quick and like post out there and see what people say about it. I really like. All of those facts, though, are helpful to, like, for each thing.
I only know that because I read Brian Greene's book, and I haven't finished it. It's such a fucking hard read, but it's called The Hidden Realities. It's a book about, showing you how the multiverse actually might exist by breaking down all the scientific discoveries that led up to us thinking this. So then, like, reading this book makes all the shit that we're seeing even more real.
I need to tell my brother about that book. He would like that.
Yeah, Hidden Realities.
Okay.
Hard read.
Is it on Audible?
How's this? It's the only book where I bought the book and then also bought the audiobook.
Oh, no.
So that I could have it and I could follow along. It's hard.
Damn.
Like, the first third of the book is pretty easy. Then he starts going deep into the fucking, like, science of how they discovered that and then trying to explain to a dumb monkey like me. It's not an easy read. But he has those little anecdotes that give it, like, an easy idea, especially the whole bed sheet thing.
Yeah.
Right?
Helps you visualize
how to
it
picture
better.
How to picture how time actually is and how gravity can bend it.
It's still confusing.
Yeah, but that bed sheet thing really does help. It's confusing just to imagine, is I think is what it is.
Yeah.
Like I if I'm not mistaken, I think that we would have to be a tier 4 civilization to harness the power of gravity. There's, like, different tiers that the scientists have for how to gauge if there's a life on a planet and what tier of advancement would they be in. So tier 1 is straight up like cavemen fucking, or maybe just nothing, you know, just
the planet.
And then tier 2 is where we're almost getting to.
Oh, we're not that far.
we're still in tier 1, but we're almost going to get to tier 2, where technology gets to that level. And then I think tier 4 is when human beings or any civilization has the ability to create a Dyson sphere. And a Dyson sphere is a sphere that you build around the sun so that you can harness the power of the sun.
What?
Well, that's the idea that they believe is the only way that any civilization would be able to create energy big enough to be able to travel across space and time or bend space and time.
Jeez.
Is to harness the power of a sun. And that's by creating a Dyson sphere. And what's crazy is NASA found a flickering star, and they don't understand why it's flickering, because nothing in the universe has done that. And now they're wondering if they've stumbled on a tier 4 civilization that's created a Dyson sphere.
Oh my God.
And that flicker that we're seeing is them taking the energy from the sun.
We're going to see some crazy shit in
our lives. I'm telling you, man. I just hope that the aliens come here and they're like cute cats and shit. You know what I mean? Like, they're just like, just love. Come on, guys.
I don't know. So are you excited about it? How do you feel about it?
I'm excited just from the titillating idea of it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because I've always been, like, reading up on stuff like this to see what is what. I mean, the ancient Sumerians. I think it's the Sumerians. One of the ancient civilizations have written in their stone tablets that everything that you see in their miraculous city was not created by them. It was created by the gods. They believe that they wrote that these things came from the sky and then spliced their genes with another animal to create the human.
Huh.
Because they needed gold. According to them, they created humans as workers to mine gold for them because they needed to take that mineral back to their planet.
Hmm.
Which other people have a theory as to why are humans so infatuated with gold? That's kind of crazy. Like,
it's in our blood.
We love it. And maybe it's just in us, you know?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Like, there's a part of me that thinks, what if it is the Anunnaki, the ancient alien civilization that came down and created us? And now they're just actually coming back and monitoring us, or they have always been monitoring us. And maybe they're benevolent and they love us. Or what if they don't exist anymore? What if their enemies are the ones that are here?
That would suck. That's what I don't want. We don't want that.
So I don't know. I'm, like, excited because, like, it's like, whoa, dude, we've gotten to a point where the government's like, yo, UFOs are real. And it's blowing our minds.
Yeah, because we've always known, like, what's that place that we'd always say they're hiding things at? Like, that land.
Area 51.
They always talk about that.
Yeah. Well, there's a guy that came out of there that blew the whistle on that area, Bob Lazar. And the stuff that he was saying about what he was asked to work on was ridiculed back in the 80s when he blew the whistle. And now there's a documentary of him on Netflix because everyone's like, holy shit, everything you said is real.
Wow. Did he get in a lot of trouble?
He even said that the government had a particle that's not from this planet. They harnessed a particle that they got from an alien ship. They call it Particle 115, I think is what they call it. Now, he told the world back in the 80s, I've also seen this thing called Particle 115. It's an element that doesn't exist in our universe, right? And the government has hold of it. Well, what's crazy is that the Hadron Collider, which is this big particle accelerator that they created out in like Switzerland, and I think it goes from France. It's like a big ass particle collider. While they were colliding particles, they stumbled across that element. And then the government's like, yeah, we have it.
Weird.
So it's like, come on, man. Shit's getting realer.
I want to watch that documentary. Oh, wait, I was thinking, would you rather go back, if you had the chance right now, back in time or forward in time? You can only do one.
Well, as a brown man, I don't know if like going back in time is that great. Unless I'm in the Middle East.
Yeah, wherever
you
want
to go back in the
be.
Middle East, back when we could have six wives and shit.
Oh, that'd be sick.
Maybe not.
You have more cats.
I'd have cats everywhere. I would have cat shit. My backyard, I'd be like in the desert.
Yeah.
And my fucking, the sand is now a litter box. I just live in a litter box. That's how many cats I have.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
I don't know. Like if you would have asked me 10 years ago, I'm like, the future.
Yeah.
But now I'm kind of weird. The future's getting weird.
It's weird.
It's getting weird.
And all the
people are getting weirder.
Yeah. People are getting weirder. Do you notice like just like friends that used to be normal, more like acquaintances that used to be normal? You just see their posts now and like they lost it. Like you just see people just
have
like,
they lost it or are you seeing an unfiltered? Some people are not good at writing. You know what I mean? My point is that like, are you seeing people lost? And like, maybe if you met them in person, that what you perceive them on Facebook is not what.
No, but you see them in person too.
Oh, and then they're just like.
They're just like off. Like they just kind of lost the self-awareness factor.
I think social media is not good for some people.
Yeah. No.
I think it's not good for all of us, but some people really can't handle
it. They can't handle it. It's not good for all of us.
I've had friends that I almost kind of might have to stop being friends with because they got mad at me because of the whole pandemic shit. They drew the line in the sand and they were one of those liberals that was just like, you better not be getting on no airplanes. You better not whatever. And my girlfriend at the time, I mean, we were here locked down. It was great because she loved to cook. It was fucking awesome. But then I was like, you know what? We're social distancing. I go, I know a place in Puerto Rico that has a private beach.
Nice.
Why don't we get a place over there? And that's real social distance. We can have a beach. We can be nobody there.
Yeah.
So that's what we do. And I tried to take all the precaution measures that I could. Mm-hmm. Airlines were still flying.
Mm-hmm. And so cheap was your flight.
They were so cheap. It was so cheap.
Yeah.
And then we get there. And I ended up taking a picture with me and my girlfriend on the beach. Mm-hmm. And all these people that I thought were my friends lit me up for taking a vacation and enjoying myself.
Yeah. They're just jealous. You know how jealous they were of you?
Man, I think it's either jealous or it's like just anger because they have this ideology where you're like, because I remember like one of my friends was like, you just got in an airplane. I wonder how many people you killed.
Oh, come on.
I'm like, dude, the only person that's dying on that airplane is you because you're a fat fuck that smokes. I found out it was all the people that were not healthy were the ones that were the most mad.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Because they're scared, like you said.
They're terrified.
Fucking terrified. Awesome that you did that, though.
It was great.
Wow. How long were you there for?
We went for 8 days. And we went for 8 days. We loved it so much that we went again and we brought her mom. Aww. Yeah. And she fucking loves it. She's never been to Puerto Rico and she's a flight attendant.
Wow.
She's never been to Puerto Rico.
I'm going to Puerto Rico in November.
For comedy or just for fun?
For my brother's 30th. My stepdad is from Puerto Rico. So we're going to go to like where he's from. Oh,
fuck yeah.
I'm excited.
Have you been there before?
No.
It's fucking awesome.
I can't wait.
I love Puerto Rico. Yeah. It is weird because it's also an American territory. Mm. So no one speaks Spanish when you get out of like, no one speaks English once you leave San Juan. Mm-hmm. But then there's like a Walgreens on every corner and KFCs everywhere.
That is weird.
You use American dollars.
Oh, wow.
I know, right? No passport.
Yeah, I didn't think about all of that. I knew it wasn't, but
I fucking love Puerto Rico.
I can't wait. I'll let you know how it is. I
fucking love it. And also when I go there, they think I'm Puerto Rican. So I'm just like, oh, you guys like me.
Or I know like, is it Puerto Ricans that have like blonde, a lot of blonde hair too? Like, My friend,
it's a mixed bag with Puerto Ricans.
Yeah, right.
A lot like Palestinians. Palestinians are like, they have like a one family will be like a husband and wife, and then like one daughter would be blonde hair, blue eyes, and then another kid would look like me, mm-hmm. and then another kid would be like, looks like they're mixed. It just, it's like, it's a big mixed bag.
Yeah, I remember my friend Zolma was Puerto Rican, and she was like blonde hair, blue eyes, and I was like, I didn't know
it was natural.
Mm-hmm.
Oh wow, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. When I went to Puerto Rico, it was like the, yeah, there's a big mixture of the way people look there.
That's fun.
You see some people that are like, you know, lighter skin. You see other people that are like, they look like they're Puerto Rican or Dominican. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or look like me. That's the thing. Like when I went there, I remember the first time I got there and I realized Puerto Ricans look like me. I got off the airport and this truck came by with a billboard and a picture of some guy running for city council. And he looked just like my uncle. I was like, what the fuck is Uncle Saleh doing in Puerto Rico?
I'm voting for him.
All right, so Elon versus Zuckerberg, who wins? You hear about that fight that they might be doing?
No.
Apparently, there's like a Twitter thing happening, and
what's it about?
People betting who would win in a fight, Elon. Or Mark Zuckerberg.
Definitely
and
Elon.
Mark Zuckerberg answered back and he said he's down.
Really?
And even
showed a
picture of him all ripped. Have you seen Mark Zuckerberg?
No.
He's alpha as fuck now. He does jujitsu.
Oh, wait. I chose the wrong person. He's got take a good back, posture. Take back.
Yeah, you fucked up. You fucked up.
I thought Elon. I was like, that guy's persistent. I watched SpaceX documentary.
Yeah. But he sits.
Go again.
Sits
go
on his
again.
Ass and
yeah.
fucking eats and shit. He's kind of fat.
Well, probably because Mark Zuckerberg. Actually, no. I was thinking like he has his job down where Elon's all over the place, so he doesn't have time to work out because he's like, I want Twitter and I want
that's
this.
What I'm saying. Yeah, I don't think yeah. Elon would win at all.
Oh, damn.
And I don't think Elon is like, since I checked before we started this, I don't think Elon was even trying.
Elon,
he didn't even respond.
Elon, speaking of before and afters, he had a good celebrity glow up. Like, not that he looks good now, but if you look at like old Elon.
When he was bald and he didn't get hair plugs in
yeah,
yet.
Yeah, he looks so different.
Dude, Mark Zuckerberg looks, I'm like,
I need to look this up.
You see him now like in recent interviews and shit, and I'm like, bro, this guy is ready to fight, man. Yeah, he's doing jujitsu and all kinds of shit.
Good for him.
Training hard.
Because wasn't he always just like a little like bitch boy?
Yeah. Well, I mean, they all fucking can. Okay, who would referee it? Who would be the best referee?
Who's in their world? The best referee. Well, definitely Donald Trump.
Donald Trump would be great. I think it would be great for Donald Trump to referee, mainly because I want to see him get winded just refereeing.
Yeah, that you know? Too. And then he was going to actually, he wouldn't be a good referee because he's going to want Elon to lose too much.
Oh, do you think so?
Because of the Twitter thing.
Jeff Bezos.
That would be a good one.
Jeff Bezos.
Just all of the people in the same. Yeah. Did you ever see that Rice video with Bezos'
or
money?
We resurrect the billionaires that died in the Titanic.
Oh, yeah.
A bunch of zombie fucking
oh,
imploded
no.
people.
That, yeah. Wow, there's so much going on that I don't even know about.
I know. All right, so before you let go, I want to ask a couple of questions that I like to ask people at the end.
Okay.
Things that I like to know. One of them is, do you have a morning routine?
Yeah. I go to the gym. Right. First thing in the morning, I wake up.
Right
I'll
away.
Have my pre-work. I put my pre-workout in my shaker, and then I'll just go right to the gym. I love working out so
much. I love
so
working
much.
Out too, yeah.
It's like my favorite.
I have to do it.
Yeah, so then I think the morning's best because then I can just get it in. Nothing, no distractions, and in the morning is...
What's morning? What time is morning for you?
It's like an easy early, so I'll get to the gym at like 7:30.
Damn! That's not an easy early?
Well, I mean, it's not
for
easy.
A stand-up comedian?
But yeah, I'm more up late very late. But I'll take a nap probably at like 3.
Oh.
Like a quick little like, well, I meditate and then I pretty much make that into a nap. I just fall asleep every time.
So do you meditate in the morning?
I'll meditate at 3. Like when I hit my wall and have an espresso.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
A midday meditation as opposed to early in the morning.
I don't like morning because I'm a morning person.
I'm a morning person too.
So when I wake up and meditate, it makes me tired again.
Oh. Do you do it without no guidance?
I do the TM, the Transcendental Meditation.
Oh, you took a class for that?
Yeah.
Is it good?
Yeah, I did it during the pandemic. It is and it isn't. Like, it's great. I like it a lot. But I don't know if it's any different than... any other kind
I use
meditating. Yeah, I used to use the Calm app.
I don't know if I use Calm. Headspace was the one I used first.
That one has it. There's on the Calm app, do you know Jay Shetty?
No.
He's this like motivational, he used to be like, I'm going to butcher who he is, but motivational person. I'll just leave it there.
Okay, yeah.
And now he's on Calm. He's a daily J. 7 minutes and he just like hits you with this like knowledge every day of 7 minutes on the calm app. I am obsessed with it. It is so good. I'll just send
you. The calm app, you like it?
Oh, yeah. I like that one a lot.
And why? Is it guided?
Well, I don't use it for meditation anymore, but they have like tons of things like sleep stories. If you can't fall asleep, you put those on and it just knocks you out.
Shut the fuck up.
It's so weird.
That's like the boringest stories. Yeah. Is that what it is?
I've never made it through one.
That's fucking hilarious.
Yeah. And I'm like, I'm always wide awake too. I always like put that on as like a desperate, like I can't sleep. I guess.
Do you have an evening routine?
I'll make a nighttime tea. And sometimes I like to read a book if I'm in like chill mode, but pretty much my whole day is just like at night is usually editing. So I'll just edit till like 12.
Damn.
So
and then you'll pass out at 12.
Yeah. I try to go to sleep by 12.
You don't feel like the screen fucks up your sleep. Cause I hear that's what it's supposed to do.
I'm a good sleeper.
No shit.
I'm very grateful that I can just pass out anywhere. Yeah, I can nap easily, sleep anywhere.
I can't nap to save my life.
No.
Nah.
Depends on how early I woke up or like how less of sleep I got.
So morning routine, workout.
Yeah, workout. And right now I have a job, so that sucks. But grateful.
So the only morning routine is just working out.
I work out and then I work and then
you don't even brush your teeth. Wow.
Oh shit.
I'm joking.
No, I after the gym I shower at the gym.
Okay.
And then I come home and I have Maylove vitamin C. There we go.
On your face?
On my face.
Right. Yeah, you look healthy.
And then I like being healthy.
Me too.
Oh, and then I make my overnight oats. So after the gym, I have my oats ready, and then I'll have some egg whites after that.
Fuck yeah.
Hit those macros.
Overnight oats are the fucking best.
What the hell? They're so good.
Especially if you fucking make, even if you make them low fat, they're still great. Oh, yeah. Would you use non-fat Greek yogurt?
I have two different variations, but okay. The one right now is just chocolate protein powder, oats, almond milk, chia seeds, flax seeds, and then some agave and fruits.
Berries. I might need to do that because I think I'm allergic to dairy because I got a thing and I was doing overnights every day, but then I was getting inflamed a lot.
Oh, yeah. Dairy is not good for you, but
I know. Fuck, I love it.
I know. Cheese.
You got to give me your recipe.
I will. I'll text it to you.
So then basically like the main foundation is either the oats, the chia seeds, and all the other stuff you put in there.
Yeah. And it's so good.
There's no creamy nothing in there.
No. And I thought like without the yogurt, because when I first made it, the yogurt was like my favorite part. But now I don't even miss the yogurt. It doesn't even need it.
You got to give me that.
I will.
The reason why I stopped doing overnight oats is because the yogurt.
Yeah, it's the best when you come home from the gym because you're starving. Best. And you're supposed to have your protein 30 minutes after your workout.
And it's cold.
Oh, it's so good.
And it's sweet.
Yeah.
I'll put sweetener in there just to sweeten it up
a little more. Put agave.
I put Splenda.
I use Splenda too.
I love Splenda.
Splenda is the best like healthy sweetener because there was this. I was obsessed with like monk fruit. And then
monk fruit's great.
But there's this thing. It's with an E. It's a.
I have it. Erythritol.
It was all over the news.
I cook with erythritol. I have it in my cupboard.
Wait, don't.
Oh, no.
It's giving people heart attacks.
What?
It's all over. It was like all over the news.
Are we talking about the right thing?
But that's what I'm confused about. We are talking about the right thing.
Erythritol.
But yes.
It's supposed to be a natural plant-based thing.
I know. But tons of people are getting heart attacks from it. And it's really good. It tastes great. But my thing is if there's multiple articles, I made sure it wasn't just like one news source.
Yeah.
But then why is it still in the store? Like, are the news articles correct if it's still in the store?
Maybe it's overblown in the news articles.
Yeah, I don't know.
They could be hit pieces.
I don't know.
I'll look it up later.
Yeah.
Okay.
Aww.
She wants me to look it up. She's like, look it up right now. We need to know now. I can't have you dying on me, daddy.
So, that's it. Morning, work, and then I write. And then I always want to work out again. And I tell myself not to. Calm down. You have too much to do. And then
you write in the morning?
After work. I actually like working in the morning the most, but if you get the gym out of the way.
And then you write in the evening.
Yeah, write and then edit and then shows.
So what time do you start editing? Like what time do you get off and then you start writing? And
I stop at work at 3.
And then you work from home?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck
so
yeah.
So I'm able to just like so get it all done.
You go from 3 to what?
To fit, I think, doing
till stuff. Till midnight? You'll be working from 3 to midnight on your comedy shit?
Yeah, it's like I'll squeeze in breaks of like lunch, eating and hanging out with Matt. And nice. But it really is just like, I'm just trying. I'm like, you hear about all the people that made it. Like I always say Dolly Parton. I just watched the Arnold Schwarzenegger documentary. Those people went hard to make it.
Yeah, but they also, I think they leverage assistants and stuff. That's the other things. Like I got a virtual assistant while ago, but then she stopped doing it, so now I gotta find another one. But having an assistant's everything.
Oh my god, that would be awesome.
Yeah, I actually got a guy who edits my videos now.
Nice.
I know.
Yeah, it takes a while to edit.
It takes me forever. Because I'm like nitpicky about everything.
Me too. It has to be perfect.
Yeah.
Which is makes me nervous to have an editor. Because I'm like, are they going to like do it the way I want them to do it?
I created a template so they follow my template.
That's smart.
And then he gives me 3 revisions. So okay. Then I can tell him, take this out, take that out, put that back.
Oh, the revisions would be good.
Yeah. Not like one time. I can't do
yeah,
that.
Yeah. I should look into
that. I found him on Fiverr. Mm.
Yeah. That's good. Everyone tells me about Fiverr.
It's good.
But there's so many people on there. It's kind of overwhelming.
Yeah, but if you find the right person, it's, yeah,
you have
it's
to
awesome.
Give me their info. I'd like to have like a backup. So, like, say I'm going on vacation and I'm like, I can't physically
that's
do
the
this.
Thing.
Or like, going
I,
on the road.
I lost my momentum of using my assistants. Now I got to get back into it.
Yeah,
it's just I'm an artist. all right. God willing, you live forever, but it's coming for us. What do you want on your tombstone? What do you want it to say on your tombstone?
I already told my brother this.
You got it?
Never mind. I wanted to say never mind.
That's it?
Yeah.
Are you going to make that happen? That's awesome. Why never mind?
I just think it'd be, I don't know, never mind.
That's fucking funny. Why never mind? You like that word, never mind?
I don't know. I'm never mind. It's just, you know, and you're like over it. And you're like,
you're done.
Never mind.
Do you think that's healthy?
No.
You don't think it's healthy?
Just say never mind. Just call it a day.
I mean, sometimes you have to, right?
Yeah. I guess it is healthy if you do.
I guess it's not healthy if like someone you love is like choking to death and you're like, never mind. That's a totally different never mind.
Depends on the circumstance.
That's a different never mind.
Different never mind.
No. But I mean, if someone like hit your car, you could either be fucking crazy or just be like, never mind.
Then in that circumstance, it's healthy.
Right. But you want that on your tombstone.
Yeah. What do you want on yours?
Oh, yeah.
Do you know?
Yeah.
What is yours?
Big dick, bigger bank account.
That couldn't be any more different.
I don't think I'll actually put it on there.
I don't think either
but
of us
I think
us
that
will.
Is funny, though.
That is funny. I would love to be walking through the cemetery crying and be like, oh, grandma.
Mikey Shack.
And then be like, bigger dick.
Big dick, bigger, bigger, bigger. Big dick, bigger bank account.
That would be so funny.
All right, Mandy. Anything you want to plug before we go? This was fucking fun.
This was great.
You're a great guest.
I want to look up so many things when I get home.
And you know what I liked about you is when I did your podcast, it was great. It was just spot on.
You were
on.
A great guest.
Yeah,
I loved our episode.
Thank you. It was great. It was fun.
Yeah, I guess just my podcast and my Instagram is just Misery Loves Mandy podcast on all of the things. And then just at Mandy Martino on Instagram.
And Mandy Martino on Facebook.
Oh, yeah. Mandy Martino on everything. Yeah, mandymartino.com.
Okay. Is all your social media links up there? Yeah. Just mandymartino.com. Mandy Martino.
But follow Instagram and the podcast the most.
Yes. Follow her podcast, Misery Loves. Why Misery Loves Mandy?
So during
why misery? Because you don't seem miserable.
I know. Everyone says that. So this is why. I'm obsessed with Seinfeld, Curb Your Enthusiasm, and...
The Larry David universe.
Yeah, Larry David said that he always wrote, like, when anything miserable would happen, he'd write it down in his notebook, and that was all the all of the episodes of all the shows.
Sure.
So I started doing that for, like, 5 years. And then when the pandemic happened, I had time to write my pilot I always wanted to write called Misery Loves Mandy.
Mm.
So I wrote the pilot, and then I started making reels of, like, what I would want that character to positions to be in. They didn't get me any followers. You guys suck. So I just... and I was like, let me do the podcast because I'm just trying to find like outlets to where like I can get big.
So then I
can be the main character in my show.
Sure.
So then that's where the name came
from. That's where it came from.
Yeah.
Okay. I like the name. Yeah, yeah. But then when I meet you, I'm like, this girl's not miserable. If she is, she's hiding it very fucking well, bro.
But then for the podcast, though, it gave me the idea for the structure of the podcast that we talk about miserable moments that you turn into jokes. Because that really is like what stand-up is.
Someone says, well, Mandy doesn't have any upcoming shows listed.
Oh, shit. I should do that. I need to get my virtual assistant going.
Oh, yeah.
I use Bands in Town, but I need to update.
I use bands in sound too, but then it, I also have, there's a widget that pops.
Yeah, it goes in. I just need to plug them in.
Yeah, I know. I got to do this now. After we let go, I got to do a whole bunch of that shit that I just been keeping on the back burner.
I know. I have it all on my list. I'll add them. My bad. Instagram. They're all on my Instagram. Well,
it's good that they're fucking finding you.
Yeah,
so
thank
good.
You. I appreciate that.
All right, guys, we're going to get going. Mandy Martino, any upcoming shows you want to plug right now? Because this is going up. This is up now, and then the audio comes out tomorrow.
No, I can't think of any. Just follow me.
Okay. I will be in Tampa July 6th.
Florida!
With Nick Simmons at Side Splitters. Get your tickets on my website. And then 2 days after that, I'm in Atlanta on Saturday, 7-8, July 8th at 1 Up Comedy. And then I'm headlining Comedy Store La Jolla August 16th. And more dates are coming. I'm taking July and early August off. I'm probably going to go to Indonesia, do something not comedy.
See,
take
your
a little
mom.
Break. You see my mom. That's Yay. Another thing. Yeah, yeah. All right, guys. Until next time, I've been Mike Ishak. This is Mandy Martino. Thank you very much.
Thanks, bye.
Public Yemeni number one.
No.